the joy of life. Have you ever felt like you're spinning your wheels, caught up in a constant flurry of activities, but not making meaningful progress towards what truly matters? If so, the quote-unquote joy of life metaphor may offer some profound perspective. Imagine that your life is represented by a large empty jar. This jar symbolizes your finite supply of time, energy, and focus that you have to work with each day. The goal is to fill this jar with the most essential elements first. Let's call the biggest, most vital priorities in your life the quote-unquote golf balls. These could include your closest relationships and loved ones, activities and pursuits that give you sense of meaning and purpose, or taking care of your physical and mental health. Just like actual golf balls, these core priorities take up a lot of space in the jar, but they are also the heaviest and most difficult things to wedge in if you don't put them in intentionally first. Next, there are the quote-unquote pebbles. Still important aspects like your career, your job, hobbies, material possessions, or daily responsibilities, while valuable, these shouldn't crowd out the golf balls. Finally, there's the quote-unquote sand, which represents the insignificant aspect of life. The minor arguments, distractions, and endless notifications that can easily accumulate and sap our time if we let them. Here's the critical insight. If you fill up your jar with sand first, you run out of room for the pebbles, let alone the golf balls. It's the same in life. When we waste time on unimportant things, we tend to neglect the things that truly matter. But when you put the big quote-unquote golf balls of your core priorities into the jar first, you always have room to fit in the pebbles of work, hobbies, and responsibilities around them. And there will always be gaps for the sand to trickle through harmlessly without overtaking everything. The jar metaphor teaches us to live with greater intention, to frequently realign with our deepest values, and make sure that we are purposefully filling our limited time with what genuinely matters most. My own experience has shown me that when I let my attention to be drawn to pointless arguments or anxieties at work or school, my quality of life significantly declines. You see, when we are not aware of the quote-unquote sane of life, they'll soon quickly cost our peace and happiness. So how can you identify your own personal quote-unquote golf balls? It starts with getting crystal clear on your priorities across key life domains. For relationships, are you regularly investing quality time in the people closest to your heart? Or are those connections getting drawn out by other noise? On the purpose front, what activities light you up and give you a sense of contribution and purpose? Do you have a passion project or creative pursuit you've been neglecting? And for health, are you making your physical and mental well-being a top priority through habits like exercise, nutrition, sleep, and self-care? Or is that area being sacrificed for the sake of other demands? Once you named your golf ball priorities, the ball is in your court to proactively protect space for them. Put them in the jar deliberately first thing each day or week. Then let the pebbles and sand fall into place around them. This isn't about dropping everything else. The goal is better balance. It means being more mindful about how you allocate your most precious resource, your attention and energy. Don't let your days get hijacked by the trivial at the expense of what actually fills you up. Ultimately, the joy of life metaphor encourages us to live with greater mindfulness and alignment with our deepest values. It's a reminder to periodically step back, reevaluate our priorities, and make adjustments to ensure that we're truly making space for the essential elements that bring us meaning, purpose, and lasting fulfillment. My dear friends, it's one of us. We all have limited amount of time, energy, and resources. We all given the same amount of time on Earth. And sooner or later, this life will be over very soon. So it's up to you to decide now, today, that what areas you should prioritize, what relationships you should spend time and nurture more, what passions or purpose you should cultivate and spend more time. Remember, your happiness, your peace, and the quality of your life depend on how you organize and prioritize what matters most. So spend your time and energy wisely. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe to my podcast and leave a review on your favorite platform. And if you're feeling generous, share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. And until next time, stay awesome, stay limitless, and stay you.